This is Dr. Chad Edwards, and you are listening to podcast number 20 of Against the Grain. Are you tired and fatigued? Are you frustrated with doctors because they just don't seem to listen? Do you want to fix your pain without surgery? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then we are the clinic for you. We offer prolotherapy, PRP or platelet-rich plasma therapy, and stem cell injections, IV nutritional therapies, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and functional medicine to get you back on track to optimal health. Call our clinic at 918-935-3636 or visit our website at www.revolutionhealth.org to schedule your appointment today.
Welcome to Against the Grain Podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards, where he challenges the status quo when it comes to medicine. We get into hot topics in the medical field with real stories from real patients to help you on your way to a healthy lifestyle. Get ready, because we're about to go against the grain.
Hello, hello. This is Marshall Morris, and today I am joined by the Dr. Edwards, who believes that 80% of medical recommendations are crap, technically speaking there. He is the author of Revolutionize Your Health with Customized Supplements, and he served in the U.S. Army for 23 years, both as a soldier and as an officer, as a physician. He graduated from medical school at Oklahoma State University. He is the founder of RevolutionHealth.org and Against the Grain Podcast. Welcome, Dr. Edwards.
Marshall, so I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for being here with me.
Yeah, it's I kind of feel like a 6'7" hype man, almost a little bit, just a little bit.
Well, that's kind of you're like what, 6'7"?
Oh, well, maybe that's because I am a 6'7" hype man. So what are we talking about today? What are we getting into as the hot topic for the podcast?
You know, in our clinic, the way I practice medicine, I think the foundation of our health is through lifestyle. That's, you know, trying to optimize your nutrition, optimize your exercise, and optimize what we call the three R's: rest, reduce stress, recover from exercise. That nutrition piece is so important, and I often recommend nutritional supplements. I will use them both to fill in gaps to help optimize health, but also, I will use them almost medicinally, trying to help optimize someone's physiology when most of the time we don't have the same level of side effects that we would have with a pharmaceutical agent.
Now, you see a number of different patients every single day. And in your observations, how many of those patients, what percentage or how many out of 10 have room to further optimize their health?
Oh, 9.99.
Okay.
Out of 10.
So this is applicable for just about everybody.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. It is rare that I see patients that come in and I really don't have many recommendations. I mean, sometimes it's only one or two on some patients. There's not, and you know, at the same time, when patients come in, I don't want to overwhelm them with, okay, here's the 30 things wrong with you, and we got to fix all of these today. You can't. They're each one of these things. You know, the human body, it's kind of like a web. And when you pull on this, like if you look at a cobweb, a spider web, if you pull on the string of one web, it distorts the whole web. And if you pull on another string, it distorts it that much more. When we go to intervene on some of these things, it pulls on some of those strings, or we're trying to relieve some of the pressure on some of those strings. And there's an implication, there's a fallout, there are consequences, so to speak, on intervening on any level, on any one of those things. So we have to be very, very careful about how we address more than one thing at a time, because there will be fallout. Sometimes those things overlap and you can really cause problems. So we just have to be very careful about that.
Now, we're getting into a topic today about further optimizing your health with supplements, okay?
Yep.
And you talk about this a little bit in your book. So tell me, why supplements?
Yeah, so there are actually several reasons why most people, when I say most, I mean the vast majority. And to further clarify, unless you are basically living on a farm or shop exclusively at a farmer's market and get like optimal food quality, have no toxins, no stress, no medical problems, are on no medications, and you're not exposed to any toxic chemicals. I mean, I guess I'm kind of saying toxins again, but when we think about toxins from water, from the environment, from, you know, all of those kinds of things, then there's probably a need for nutritional supplementation, because of the strain those things place on your physiology, on the human body.
Okay. So why would you say most people take supplements? Why do they think that they need supplements? Why would you say, what is the mainstream idea behind supplements?
Well, I think most people do it because they want to increase their health. They think that taking a multivitamin is going to make them a little bit healthier. Some people know they eat like crap, and so they're trying to fill those holes. And some people will take something because they feel better when they do. And I think all those are valid. Certainly there are other reasons, but that's probably most of them. And then a lot of times I'll get patients, especially if they're on a slew of supplements, is because they've been to multiple different naturopathic providers, chiropractors, what I would call non-traditional or non-mainstream medical practitioners, not speaking ill of them in any way. But I've had patients that have come in that have gone to fill in the blank. They saw, Dr. Sally Joe, whatever kind of medical professional, and they're on like 20 supplements. And I'm like, holy cow, where'd you get all of these things? And there may be some level of benefit, but 20, I mean, that's just too many. They're probably not necessary. Okay. So there's a number of reasons that I tend to focus on. Why does someone need nutritional supplements? And again, you're right. I do cover this, at least the introductory level in my book. And the first piece is on food quality. So when we look at the way we should grow food and the way that we should rotate crops, there's a Jewish concept called, forgive me if I butcher the name, but Shemitah, where they rest the land every 7 years. Well, we don't do that. It's the economics of things. We put our crops in there and we might rotate, but it's to maximize yield and production and not to maximize nutritional value. So there's no question that the nutritional value of most of the foods that we eat are not the same as what we had, 300 years ago. The nutritional depletion from some of the foods, and again, it goes back to the economics of it. We want to maximize the yield on that land.
Why is there such thing as nutritional depletion?
Well, if you have a plant that pulls certain nutrients out of the ground, and you plant that plant, harvest it, and then you immediately follow behind with that same plant and harvest it, and over and over and over again, and you don't replete that, then you're going to have depletion. Secondly, if you, and this is discussing theory, I just want to be open about this, but when we're looking at hybridization, GMO, certainly those kinds of things, we don't know the implications of those kinds of things on the health implications for those things, but also how does that affect the nutritional value itself, and how does it pull those nutrients out of the ground? We don't know. So there are lots of reasons when it comes to the quality of food that, we're just not getting the highest quality. Plus, a lot of our food comes from foreign countries. And so I love grapes. So the last, we're not in grape season right now. And so the last time I bought them, they came from Chile. So they are, cut off the vine in Chile, put on a truck, however long it takes them. I mean, if they get here in 2 days, I'd be shocked. So we're talking about something that's sitting on a truck or a boat or a plane or whatever, and it takes days to get it processed. Many times they'll pick them before they're prime, before they're ripe, and because they know they're going to ripen. If they picked it when they were ripe and sit it on a truck for a week and a half, it's going to be rotten, or it's like getting black bananas and saying, munch up. Might be good for banana bread, but it's not for good for your for your post toasties. Those kinds of things, definitely affect the nutritional value. For example, broccoli, I often recommend a supplement called glucoraphanin or SGS, sulforaphane, multiple studies showing the strong anti-cancer benefits of this stuff. And it's a broccoli seed extract. And one, you get higher levels from a supplement than you do from the broccoli seed extract or from the broccoli seed itself. But the second piece is you just don't get much in the broccoli that you're eating unless you're pulling it from your backyard. The minute you cut that thing, it begins to degrade. And we see that in multiple nutritional ways. So the longer that food sits after it's been picked, the lower the nutritional value as a rule. So the food quality is definitely one of the reasons I think most people need nutritional supplements. The second reason is dieting. You know, people don't those people that are on some kind of restricted diet may not be getting comprehensive nutrition, and they may not be eating as much. And certainly, much of the food that we eat is not as nutrient dense. It's more calorie dense, less nutrient dense than what we used to eat, especially in fast foods and those kinds of things. And certainly food preparation plays a role in that. So if we, you know, cook under certain conditions, it's going to deplete some of the nutrients. So that would be the second reason, because of dieting, that many people need nutritional supplements.
So most people, they'll cut something out of their diet and then therefore not have any of the supplements that I was previously getting from those types of foods.
Correct. Or you may just be getting 80% of the same nutrient. You know, instead of getting 100% of it, you're getting 80% of it.
Gotcha.
So you may be cutting it out completely, but you may just simply not be getting as much because less quantity of the food. Well, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and address the other few reasons why people need nutritional supplements. Vertical Limit Fitness constantly strives for better. Better mind, function, fitness, capacity, and community. They accomplish this through bodyweight boot camp style classes and high intensity functional fitness classes. From group classes to private training, Vertical Limit Fitness elevates your health and wellness while helping you become able to do anything and prepare you for everything that life may bring along. Call 918-409-1633 or visit their website at www.verticallimitfitness.com for more information and to sign up for a week of classes. And we're back. So we're talking about why people need nutritional supplements, and I think we've covered a couple of them. Ready to dive into the next one. So this next one is one that I commonly see, and I think it's easily overlooked, and that's gut health. When you think about the gut, the lining of the intestines, it's got a very, very important job. And nutrition is actually two components, not one. It's getting the proper nutrition in and keeping bad stuff out. So I think of the gut lining as the wall around your the base. You know, I was stationed in Tikrit, Iraq for a while, and we had a big wall around our compound. And getting out of that compound to go on a patrol or go on something, unless we were flying, which I did most of the time. But if you were driving out, it was a long process. You had to go through multiple wavy things with barricades and barriers and dudes with big guns. And then we had to go out and test fire our crew-served weapons and, you know, all this kind of stuff so we could go out. In fact, we, you know, as a physician in Iraq, if we had an injury of U.S. personnel just outside the gate, it was faster to fly them. It was faster to launch an aircraft, go get that casualty, and fly them back onto the helicopter because we didn't have to go through all of those things, which you can't bypass. You can't get around them. The perimeter, the wall around the perimeter, is like that lining of the gut. It's got to get stuff in. It's got to keep stuff out. And the ability of that thing to do its job is directly related to the health of it. If you have a damaged, ill, unhealthy gut, you're going to have problems. You know, when you consider something like celiac disease, you'd have lost the microvilli. That's the little finger-like things in the lining of the intestine, where that surface area is very important in order to be able to absorb things. And that can directly lead to malabsorption syndromes. So that celiac disease can. So on a lower level, if you've got some low-lying gut inflammation, if you've got altered intestinal permeability or leaky gut, if you've got bacterial imbalance and those kinds of things, it can directly impact your ability to, number one, keep bad stuff out, but also to get good stuff in. And every now and then I'll see a patient that we put them on all kinds of things that we think they should be on, and they're just not getting better. We'll test their nutritional status, and it's not getting any better. And we have to look at the function of the gut. They may just simply not be absorbing it. And again, on a very low level, you know, what if you're only absorbing 80%? What if you're absorbing 90? But what if you're absorbing like 40? You know, it can make a big difference in your nutritional status. So sometimes an altered gut permeability, an unhealthy gut, the gut health can prevent you from being able to absorb the nutrients maximally and efficiently. So that would be the third reason that many people need nutritional supplements. So the fourth reason is toxins. You know, we live in a toxic world. We get a lot of, there's a lot of crap in the food that we eat and the water that we drink and those kinds of things. And there are, you know, just think about, you know, most people have heard of BPA or the bisphenol, you know, those chemicals in plastics and their effect on hormones and all of those kinds of things. And they can directly impact the ability to get nutrients in. But when you think about toxins, these toxins are poisons. Many of them are poisons in our body, and they can directly inhibit some of the biochemical processes, or they can make it where you use up your nutrients. And many nutrients are cofactors, meaning, you know, for example, say you have an enzyme that converts A to B, and the enzyme works a whole lot better when B12 is attached to it, as an example. So if you don't have B12, then that reaction's not going to go as fast. And so having higher levels of B12 may help that reaction perform optimally. Well, if you have a toxin that is flushing out B12, then you need to supplement with that. And that's just an example. But, you know, again, with the number of toxins that we have, it's just nearly impossible to eliminate all of them. I mean, it's in the air we breathe. It's in the water we drink. It's in the soil. It's in, I mean, these toxins are everywhere. Remember the Colorado River?
Yeah.
That just got inundated with all that toxic crap that just mm-hmm. flushed down the whole thing. And the environmental consequences of something like that are huge. And we have to be very careful. And then, you know, like chloride and fluoride. So fluoride's in many sources of water. Well, that competes, and it's a halide in the periodic table, and that competes with iodine. And we need iodine for optimal thyroid function, and it's beneficial for like prostate and breast tissue and those kinds of things. And if we have too much fluoride, chloride, bromide, those kinds of things, it can be a toxin to our body, and you may need to supplement with iodine. So lots of competition with toxins. So that's, again, just an example of how some of the toxins can affect our nutritional status and what we should be taking. And then there are some other things that can impact what supplements we should be taking or our nutrition, and things like age. Everyone ages at a different rate physically. I mean, chronologically, we all obviously the same, but the older you get, the more likely it is that you may need some nutritional supplements. So when you put all these things together, there's just a lot of reasons why someone would need nutritional supplements. You know, high level athletes, you may chew through those things and you just, you know, burn up some of those nutrients and you may need some more. Lots of reasons why the average person needs nutritional supplementation.
Now, explain to me this. How much of the nutrients that I need or should have on a daily basis should come from my diet, the things that I'm eating, and should come from supplements?
How much should come from it?
Yeah. Is there a breakdown, or should I just, you know, if I need more vitamin C, should I just drink more orange juice, or should I take a supplement or a tablet?
Sure. So, I mean, my opinion is that 100% of your nutrients should come from your diet. You know, we didn't walk through the Garden of Eden picking supplements off a tree. I mean, that's not how we were created. That's not replicating nature. The problem is when you have all of these issues, the toxins, the food quality, those kinds of things, it's difficult to get all of that. So my perspective and what I try to do in my clinic with my patients is merely plug the holes. I don't want to give them any more than they need, but I want to give them all that they need. So most people, I would say, you know, as you know, for our listeners, if they don't have a functional medicine physician and they're like, what should I be taking? I recommend a daily, high quality, daily multivitamin. I recommend probiotics. I recommend vitamin D, and I recommend fish oil, a good high quality omega-3. So those four things, just to kind of make sure things are flowing well.
Okay. So you're saying that it's not as simple as saying, you know, drink another glass of orange juice because maybe I don't need any more calories or the sugar in my diet or things like that.
Exactly. And, you know, when it comes to like, you know, for oranges and orange juice, I would say the closer it is to nature, the better off you are. So don't drink orange juice, eat an orange. Now, I mean, I'm not opposed to orange juice, but you're getting less fiber, you're getting more sugar, you're, you know, all of those kinds of things. It's one step processed that, you know, we want to replicate nature.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for getting us into supplements and why they're important.
Thanks, Marshall.
Bam.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards. Tune in next week where we'll be going against the grain.